Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed being in the present. If you move unconsciously, without any room for thoughts to enter between thought and conduct, that is always being in the present. There's a Zen expression, we are always aware of the threefold world, past, present, and future existences. The past and present, and the beginning and end. It is necessary for us to examine ourselves to see whether or not we are in that state. In this episode, we're going to go a little bit further to understand our journey into non-duality. We'll cover the self, external objects, and the illusion of separation. We'll consider what is one's original nature, and then learn about the practitioner's spiritual path, a journey of self-discovery. And finally, we'll close it out with two more things, Zazen, sitting without dualistic thoughts, and Zen, the meditative state of seeing one's original nature. And there's more to come as well. Today, we're going to embark on a fascinating journey into the world of Zen Buddhism, particularly Zazen Buddhism. You might have heard of Zen before, perhaps seen images of people meditating peacefully, or even encountered its influence in art and philosophy. But what exactly is Zen? It's more than just a religion or a set of beliefs. It's a profound way of looking at the world and our place within it, emphasizing direct experience and a deep understanding of reality that goes beyond our everyday thoughts and ideas. The self, external objects, and the illusion of separation. Let's start with something we all experience every day, ourselves and the world around us. We usually think of ourselves as separate individuals, right? There's me, and then there's everything else, the desk in front of you, the person next to you, the trees outside the window. This is what we call the self and external objects. Our minds are constantly drawing lines, creating boundaries, and labeling things. This is how we navigate the world, but in Zen, this constant division can actually prevent us from seeing things as they truly are. Think about it. When you look at a tree, do you see yourself as completely separate from it? Of course, you're not a tree, but Zen asks us to question this deep-seated feeling of absolute separation. The core of Zen training involves observing the relationship between the self and these external objects. The key question for a practitioner is, are they perceived as separate or joined? Most of the time we perceive them as separate. This is a dualistic way of thinking, seeing everything in terms of opposites or distinct categories. But Zen suggests that this separation is often an illusion, a product of our minds. When we truly understand Zen, we begin to see the profound interconnectedness of all things. The air we breathe comes from trees, the food we eat sustains our bodies, and our thoughts and feelings are influenced by our environment. Everything is part of a larger seamless whole. For a Zen practitioner, constantly evaluating whether they feel separate or joined with the world is a crucial benchmark for their spiritual progress. If they lose sight of this interconnectedness, if they feel completely isolated, it's a sign that their training might be off track. The goal is to move beyond this feeling of me versus everything else and realize a deeper unity. What is one's original nature? Before we dive into the practices, let's talk about a really important concept in Zen, one's original nature. This isn't about your personality, your talents, or what you want to be when you grow up. It's something much more fundamental. Imagine stripping away all the labels, all the ideas you have about yourself, all the experiences that have shaped you. What's left? That pure, unconditioned essence before any thoughts or concepts arise is your original nature. It's often described as being like a clear, still pond before any ripples disturb its surface. It's your inherent, untainted essence, free from ego, desires, and attachments. In Zen, its original nature is often linked to concepts like emptiness, not meaning nothingness, but rather being empty of inherent, fixed self-existence and Buddha nature, which suggests that every living being has the potential for enlightenment. It's not something you acquire, it's something you realize by removing the layers of confusion and distraction that cover it up. Zen practice is about gaining the clarity to see this original nature without getting confused by all the internal and external noise. The practitioner's spiritual path, a journey of self-discovery. The spiritual path in Zen is not a straight line. It's a journey of continuous self-evaluation and direction. It's like being an explorer, constantly checking your compass to make sure you're heading in the right direction. As mentioned earlier, the primary way a practitioner checks their progress is by observing their perception of the self and other objects. Are they seeing them as separate or joined? This isn't just an intellectual exercise, it's a deep, felt experience. The path involves diligent practice, introspection, and a willingness to challenge deeply ingrained habits of thought. It's about moving from a dualistic understanding of reality, where everything is neatly categorized and separated, to a non-dualistic one, where the interconnectedness of all things is deeply felt and understood. This journey ultimately leads to the realization of one's original nature. It requires patience, persistence, and a commitment to looking inward and understanding the true nature of existence. Zazen, Za, is sitting without dualistic thoughts. How do Zen practitioners actually do this? The primary method is called Zazen, which literally means seated meditation. The Za part refers to the physical act of sitting without dualistic thoughts. This is a crucial practice. When we sit in Zazen, the goal is not to think about nothing, but rather to observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them. We aim to create a state of mind where thoughts, especially those that create distinctions like, I like this, or I don't like that, this is good, or that is bad, are not allowed to arise and take hold. It's about letting thoughts pass through your mind like clouds across the sky, without grabbing onto them or judging them. This practice of non-dualism in Za means not giving rise to thoughts under any circumstances that would create separation or judgment. It's about pure awareness, a clear and open mind free from the constant chatter and conceptualization that usually fills our heads. What's fascinating is that this state of sitting isn't confined to a meditation cushion. The text suggests that if one remains free from idle thoughts, and this text is the introduction to Zazen, this sitting can even occur during sleep. Zazen is not just about posture, but a state of mind that can permeate all aspects of life. Zen, the meditative state of seeing one's original nature. Za is the act of sitting, so you may wonder, what is Zen? Zen, in this context, refers to the broader meditative state of seeing one's original nature. It's the clarity and insight that emerge from consistent Zazen practice. Imagine the clear pond again. Za is the practice of calming the water, letting the ripples settle. Zen is the moment you can see all the way to the bottom, perceiving the true nature of the pond without distortion. It's the direct experience of reality, free from the filters of ego and dualistic thinking. Zen is the realization of non-duality, the profound understanding that there is no fundamental separation between you and the universe. It's the direct apprehension of the interconnectedness of all things and the deep recognition of your own inherent Buddha nature. This state is characterized by profound peace, wisdom, and a sense of liberation from the suffering caused by attachment and illusion. In this episode, we covered the self, external objects, and the illusion of separation. So constantly evaluating whether we feel separate or joined with the world is a crucial benchmark for our progress. We also discuss what is one's original nature. And this is about gaining the clarity to see the original nature without being confused by external or internal noise. We were also introduced to the practitioner's spiritual path, a journey of self-discovery. And this is about commitment, looking inward and understanding the true nature of our existence. In our next episode, we'll discuss Zen as both a physical and a spiritual discipline. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, love lives here.